The school choice season gets underway today as CMS and some charter schools open applications for 2020. We've reported on the increasing options throughout the region. Now WFAE education reporter Ann Doss Helms explores the meaning of school ratings in starting a search.
When Melanie Harris McNinch's daughter approached school age, the word was out in Huntingtown Farms. The neighborhood school isn't a good option. When Shemaya Haynes moved from Cincinnati, she got an even broader warning from real estate agents.
They steered me away from CMS altogether and actually promoted very heavily the Union County School District.
Both mothers defied the advice, though McNinch tried a magnet and a charter school before enrolling her daughter in Huntingtown Farms Elementary, their South Charlotte neighborhood school. Haynes moved to the Thomasboro Hoskins neighborhood in Northwest Charlotte and sent her children to public school there.
And I just love the neighborhood. I've fallen in love and, of course, became very active, and it's made me really love Charlotte.
Haynes and McNinch are now among a chorus of educators, public officials, and families who say school choice can be a good thing, but it also creates winners and losers. Magnet, charter, neighborhood, and private schools are just starting to compete for 2020 enrollment. There's more than school pride at stake. Underfilled schools can lose teachers. And once a school gets a bad reputation, it can be hard to rebuild. McNinch says Huntingtown Farms was once viewed as a desirable neighborhood school. But as families in that neighborhood opted for magnets and new families filled the gap, a cycle began that made it tough to sell the school. More than 70% of Huntingtown Farms students are now Hispanic, and many come from homes where their parents don't speak English. Schools with large numbers of low-income and non-white students can be at a disadvantage with families shopping for schools, especially when parents rely on simplistic school ratings. That includes the letter grades issued by the state of North Carolina. Here's McNinch.
I was kind of in that camp as well, that, well, how great can this school be? It's a C, and it's been a C for some time.
The C is based mostly on the proficiency level of students taking state reading and math exams. Huntingtown Farms is near the South Park area, where many nearby neighborhood and magnet schools have less poverty, more native English speakers, and higher grades. And that, McNinch says, can make for a tough choice. Besides trying to attract students who live in the zone, Huntingtown offers an international baccalaureate magnet program. McNinch says it took a neighbor's insistence to get her to embrace the message she's now pitching to others.
We've got this great resource literally right in the middle of our neighborhood. All the things you're looking for elsewhere, take a look. They're right here.
The strong connection between race, family income, and school ratings that are based on test scores has been repeatedly documented by researchers, advocates, and journalists. State legislators of both parties say the state's grading system penalizes high-poverty schools even if they have great teachers and principals. Schools that earn A's are often low-poverty and majority white, or diverse but selective magnet schools. DNF schools generally serve mostly students of color and poverty. Wake County Public Schools, which is in the midst of a student assignment review, issued a blunt advisory to parents. Don't make decisions based on state letter grades, let alone ratings posted by online services like Niche and Great Schools. Wake officials posted a notice saying those grades are, quote, almost entirely a reflection of the household income level of the children that attend that school. Top school grades can be a plus, but even Shannon Stein, superintendent of the A-rated Lake Norman Charter School, says families shouldn't rely too heavily on that. She and many other educators say there's no simple hierarchy of best schools. What's great for one child may not be right for the kid across the street or even in the same family.
I think it starts with them understanding what they value as a family and what they think is the best fit, and then taking opportunities to just educate themselves.
When Haynes moved to West Charlotte, she enrolled her son at Thomasboro Academy, a high-poverty K-8 school that's part of CMS. She chose to disregard a string of D grades.
You could be in a great school with phenomenal teachers. However, the school could have a 30% transient population. That can sometimes make that letter grade go down.
Her son moved up to high school 3 years ago, and Haynes said he did his own research to choose the IB magnet at West Charlotte High, another high-poverty, mostly black school. Haynes decided Thomasboro wasn't right for her daughter, who is in fourth grade now. In 2017, she took a chance on Movement Charter School, which was opening in West Charlotte. Movement also got a D this year, but Haynes says that's not her main focus.
I didn't want it to be a school that would exclude our neighbors. I didn't want it to be a school that was for profit. I wanted it to be a school that was there for the right reasons.
State report cards and online databases offer detailed reports that can serve as a starting point for school searches. For instance, parents can look past the school average to examine proficiency and growth broken out by race and economic status, or for students who are gifted or disabled. There's also information about teacher qualifications and student discipline. But experts and parents agree no amount of data can reveal the heart of a school. McNinch and Haynes both say things like personal attention, a welcoming environment, and creative ways of meeting students' needs can't be crunched into numbers. McNinch, the Huntingtown Farms mom, took her daughter to spend a day there before making the decision.
There's nothing you can do to take the place of actually being in the school and seeing what is happening on a day-to-day basis.
With applications opening up for 2020, most district, charter, and private schools are currently hosting open houses, tours, and individual visits. Go to WFAE.org for links and details. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.